Kelly, what happened today?
Well, there was a trio of lawmakers from the peninsula. Congresswoman Anna Eshoo was there, State Senator Joe Simidian, and State Assembly Member Richard Gordon. And they were standing out in front of the tracks at the Caltrans station in Menlo Park. A lot of towns up and down the peninsula have voiced a lot of opposition and concern over the high-speed rail proposal. And they were there today to call on the High-Speed Rail Authority to scrap their current plan, which would create a second set of tracks that runs alongside the Caltrain tracks from San Francisco to San Jose. They say, we don't have the money to do that. There's too much opposition. Anna Eshoo said she thinks that the Rail Authority has squandered the goodwill, she said, of residents by not listening to their concerns. So they say instead it makes a great deal more sense to upgrade the existing Caltrain tracks between San Jose and San Francisco and use those for the high-speed trains to run for that section of the high-speed rail.
Now, would this delay the project?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's diminishing federal funds for this. Just last week in Washington, D.C., more money for high-speed rail funding was stripped away. So, I mean, there's a lot up in the air right now because this project needs billions of dollars more in federal funding that it doesn't have right now. So lawmakers there today were saying they're going to do everything they can to fight for the money to make this happen. I have not talked yet to the High Speed Rail Authority to get their take on this plan. So it remains to be seen how much time this might add to the process. But there was an acknowledgement today that we are still years, if not decades away, really, from seeing the high speed rail completed.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm not buying tickets yet.
Right. Hold off on that.